Good morning and welcome to this service of morning prayer on Trinity Sunday. If you're visiting us today online, we are delighted that you've chosen to worship with us. As always, if you would like to connect with a member of our clergy or staff team, do not hesitate to email or call the office using the contact information on the contact page of our website, sttims.ca. The Alpha Weekend. On Friday evening and Saturday of this weekend, our Alpha guests participated in a virtual retreat in order to learn more about the Holy Spirit and how the Spirit works in our lives. As each guest continues to discern what the Spirit is saying in their lives, I invite you to continue your prayers for them and their exciting journey. VBS Summer Camp. St. Timothy's Summer Camp will be going virtual this year. Please join us for Summer Camp during the week of July 13th through 17th on the Zoom platform. Camp this year will have all the same elements that you love: songs, stories, games, crafts, and friends, just all compacted into 1 hour from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. each day. There's no charge for the camp, but you do need to register your child or your children via email so that we can send your family the Zoom link. Please email Elaine, associate@sttims.ca, that's her email address, associate@sttims.ca, to register your children for this action-packed adventure. Finally, if you would like to be more involved in meeting the needs of individuals and organizations in our local community by way of supplying the food banks and distributing PPE and sanitizers, please don't hesitate to contact us for more information provided by our local counselor. Let us take a moment of silence to prepare our hearts for worship with our triune God.
Cherubim and seraphim.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Beloved of God, we celebrate in faith the sacrifice of Jesus Christ once and for all, for the sins of the whole world. God has reconciled us to himself and to one another. God has covenanted with us by the presence of the Holy Spirit, who gathers us together and transforms us to new life. Let us repent our sins, and may the mercies of the Lord inspire us to wholeness and to grace. Triune God, you gather, protect, and care for us, your beloved, through word and spirit. This you have done from the beginning of the world and will do to the end. Have mercy upon us and forgive us for sinning against you. We have not loved one another as we should. We have not sown the seeds of gospel hope. We have not been present for worship. Restore us, Lord. May we give ourselves willingly and joyfully to be of benefit and blessing to one another, that we may truly share one faith and have one calling and be of one soul and one mind. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And Jesus has come to you and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
O come, let us worship.
O Lord, our sovereign God, you are neither made nor fashioned by anyone.
Wonderful beyond measure, you are faithful Father, servant Son, and enlivening Spirit.
Holy Lord, beautiful and dynamic, intimately united as a society of love.
You are our creator and cause. You are our perfect Savior.
You are our intercessor and giver of spiritual gifts. The Lord of all has called us forth. Our triune God has made us good.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God's holy name.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
O come, let us worship.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord renews the face of the earth.
O come, let us worship.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was good. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters were gathered together, he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bears fruit with the seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let there be signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle, creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our psalm for today is Psalm 8. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark against of your foes, because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger.
When I look to your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established,
what are human beings that you are unmindful of them, and mortals that you care for them?
Yet you made them a little lower than God, and crowned them with glory and honor.
You have given them domain over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field.
The birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our second reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Gracious God, on this Trinity Sunday, I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In our everyday speak, the word Trinity doesn't occur very often. When it does, chances are it does not have much to do with the Trinity we speak of in church. Now, admittedly, the name Trinity, as in Trinity Bellwoods Park, has been a little front and center lately, but not in a very inspiring way, as we've heard a lot about some unthinking COVID behavior. Then again, if you like to watch cooking shows, as I do, you often see a chef beginning with the foundation of onions, peppers, and celery, calling it the Trinity. And the other day, I even heard one chef refer to it as the Holy Trinity. Well, neither example invokes the power, the presence of the real Trinity. But beginning to understand the real Trinity, the Holy Trinity, does take time. Many years ago, growing up in Waterford, I had the somewhat unusual privilege of being part of two church communities. Waterford Baptist Church, easy to understand where that name came from, and Trinity Anglican. And names do have to do with identity, so that I knew the name Trinity identified something important about the church. A little later, high school Latin classes introduced the word Trinitas, meaning triad or threesome, and this helped me to understand why early church theologians, as far back as the 3rd century, started using the word Trinity to explain the foundational belief that God is one, but we have experienced his presence in 3 different ways: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Through all the generations since those early church days, many, countless people have offered, and still do, different ways of understanding the concept of Trinity. One God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I've heard many of those explanations, including some secular ones, such as the chemistry of water in its 3 states of matter, or even the structure of an apple. But like the first 2 examples, these worldly or secular explanations might be understandable, but they do not do justice to the awesomeness of God relating to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So in church, we sing hymns about the Trinity. At a baptism, we all say the baptismal covenant, affirming our belief in the Trinity. We declare our belief in the Trinity every time we say the grace. It is foundational to our faith to speak and act in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yet for all this, we can search the entire Bible cover to cover and not find the word Trinity. But the idea of Trinity is still in the Bible through the stories, even the challenging ones of people and events, through teachings, psalms, and prophecies that all assure us in so many ways of God's abiding presence as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is a complete story of profound relationship, of how God connects with us and how we connect with God. And in today's reading from the epistles, the Apostle Paul brings it all together. Paul has given us 3 words that help us to understand the Trinity that is our God. We've heard and said them so many times whenever we say the grace. Grace, love, fellowship. 3 special grace-filled words, a trinity that expresses God's nature and how God brings us into relationship with him. Every book of the Bible, each in its own way, tells us about this relationship of grace, love, and fellowship. The beginning, when God's Spirit moved over the waters. The people, like Joshua, David, Deborah, Elizabeth, Mary, filled with God's empowering, guiding Spirit. The incarnation of Jesus, the Son, the creating Word and our Redeemer. Jesus' prayer, one of his prayers for his disciples, is all about this relationship. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Relationship, full of the Trinity of grace, love, and fellowship, is fundamental to God's nature, and it is an invitation to us to be part of it. All four of our Bible readings today really do tell us in different ways about the Trinity, because they are all about this Trinity of grace, love, and fellowship. All four readings gift us with many ways to give thanks for the abiding presence and work of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So how appropriate for today that our readings from Genesis and the Psalms speak of God the Creator, whose Spirit moved over the waters, whose fingers delicately shaped the cosmos, who made humans in his image, and most wonderful of all, who is mindful of us. There is such loving care, such grace and fellowship in this relationship. Both of these readings invite praise, wonder, and thanksgiving. They are full of imagery that helps us to picture the nature of God the Creator, to know that God has been in relationship with creation from the very beginning, and that we are so blessed to be part of his creation. This is indeed love, grace, and fellowship. We are blessed that God cares deeply for us and brings us into fellowship with him and with each other. That is God's nature, full of the Trinity of grace, love, and fellowship. Our two New Testament readings are very short. They were over almost before we had the chance to grasp them. Nevertheless, they too are full of the Trinity, the abiding presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the Gospel reading, Matthew recalls Jesus' final instruction to his disciples, what we call the Great Commission, to baptize and make new disciples and bring them into relationship with God, and to do so in the power of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, speaks of what God provides, grace, love, and fellowship, and how God provides it. Through God's abiding love, through the grace of Jesus Christ, who redeemed us and called us back into relationship with God, through his earthly ministry, through the gift of the guiding, empowering fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So today, thanks be to God for being so present with us in every way we need or can imagine, present as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today, we think about and give thanks for how that Trinity has worked and is still working in so many lives and in the church. We pray that others in times to come will see this relationship and see and hear and feel that Trinity of grace, love, and fellowship that is God and that is God's gift to us. In the words of St. Paul, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual gift." Amen, and thanks be to God.
Oh,
invite you to stand as we affirm our faith, saying the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day he rose again.
He ascended into heaven
and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting.
Amen. Let us now pray for the church and for the world.
We come boldly to the throne of grace, praying to the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for mercy and grace. We plead before your throne in heaven. Bound together in Christ in the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us pray with our heart and mind to our God, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that the love which passes ceaselessly between the Father and the Son in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit may renew and deepen the life of each Christian and draw us all into your unending life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of heaven, with your Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, whose love profound a ransom for our souls has found, we pray for the world created by your love, for its nations and governments. We pray for the leaders of the church, especially Andrew and Kevin, our bishops, and for the leaders of all nations, especially Donald Trump and Justin Trudeau, that they may discern the ways to overcome divisions and mistrust and may reflect your unity in every aspect of common life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for a claiming of justice, hope, and God's vision in the midst of the riots and violence, south and north of the border. Extend to all those in turmoil your peace, pardoning love, mercy, and grace, especially for the families of the victims in their mourning. We pray for our youth and their leaders as they begin to use their voices for peace, for their expectation of a future with hopes, dreams, and visions for their future. Let all our voices be heard peacefully and positive changes made in the lives and behavior of all peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, Son, incarnate Word, our prophet, priest, redeemer, Lord. We pray for the church created for your glory, for its ministry to reflect those works of yours. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for Iglesia Anglicana de Mexico and pray for the theological colleges and training programs within the ecclesiastical province of Ontario. In our diocese, we pray for the theological colleges of the Anglican Church of Canada. In our deanery, St. Ninian's Anglican Church, the Reverend Lee McNaughton. In the Scarborough Ministerial Association, St. Michael the Archangel, the Reverend Canon Richard Tanner. In our outreach ministries, the Scarborough Boys and Girls Club. And we pray for this land on which we live and worship. We recognize the enduring presence of Aboriginal peoples on this land, and we seek a new relationship with the original peoples of this land, one based in honor and deep respect. Extend to us your salvation, mercy, and grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We plead before your throne in heaven, eternal Spirit, by whose breath the soul is raised from sin and death. We pray for families and individuals created in your image. remembering especially in our parish prayer cycle, Grace, Newton, Ron and Judy, and Sybil. And for the lonely, the bereaved, the sick, and the dying, remembering especially those for whom our prayers are desired, Dennis and Mary, Kathy, Doreen, Anne, Barbara, Scott and family, Florence and family, M, Irwin, Audrey, Terry, Jackie, Bob, all healthcare and frontline workers, and those we name now, aloud or in our hearts. Breathe on them the breath of life and bring them to your mercy and grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We plead before your throne in heaven, thrice holy, Father, Spirit, Son, mysterious Godhead, three in one. We pray for ourselves, for your church, for all whom we remember before you. For all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, remembering especially Cheryl Sundy, and the families of Malcolm and Mabel Hill, Eva Unwin, Alveen Adair, Kay and Don Powell. Bring us all to bow before your throne in heaven, to receive life and pardon, mercy and grace for all eternity, as we worship you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, whom Jesus called Abba, Father, accept our prayers this day. By the inner workings of your Spirit, deepen our communion with you, the source and goal of our life, and make us more and more signs of your enduring love. Thus we pray through Christ, who lives and works with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. The peace God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father, we praise you. Through your word and Holy Spirit, you created all things. You reveal your salvation in all the world by sending to us Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Through your Holy Spirit, you give us a share in your life and love. Fill us with the vision of your glory, that we may always serve and praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be still and know that God is here. Be still and know that God is near. Be still and know that God is here.